Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now for the last few minutes of the show, a call-in with your nominations for the Brian Lehrer Show Medal of Freedom. We are looking for those who have made an especially meritorious contribution to the interests of New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, civic engagement, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Why do I use that language? Well, because yesterday President Obama awarded the Medal of Freedom. This is, of course, the federal government's Medal of Freedom to 16 people, including some notable New Yorkers like Gloria Steinem, civil rights activist Bayard Rustin, and Bill Clinton. It is the nation's highest civilian honor. And this year it comes close to the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, who established the award. That's why Obama did it this week. Here's a clip of the president yesterday honoring the astronaut Sally Ride.
When you've got it.
Nope, we don't have the astronaut Sally Ride honor by President Obama, but you get the idea of the list. Sally Ride, Bayard Rustin, Bill Clinton, Oprah Winfrey. Did I say Ernie Banks? Let's play two. So you see the range in the awards that were given out yesterday. Well, we welcome the same range from you, and we want to make these local. And as you hear from the list, the people can be alive or they can have passed away. So call in with your nominations for the Brian Lehrer Show Medal of Freedom for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We've adapted the presidential criteria for our local purposes. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you can think of someone who made an especially meritorious contribution to the interests of New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, civic engagement, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors, living or let's say within the last 10 years or so, passed away, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. When we come back, we'll put you right on the air and we'll read some of the ones that have been coming in on our Facebook page and on Twitter and our comments page. So let's see who gets this Brian Lehrer Show, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Medal of Freedom. WNYC. By the way, for our participation in the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, and tomorrow is that day, we have Marvin Kalb, the legendary longtime network news correspondent who was working that day, and also historian Peniel Joseph, who teaches civil rights history, and we'll get that lens on it on tomorrow's Brian Lehrer Show. But now your calls with nominations for the Brian Lehrer Show Medal of Freedom in the spirit of President Kennedy, whose administration was going to administer the first Medals of Freedom shortly after President Kennedy was assassinated, and that's why President Obama chose to use this week, this anniversary week, to give out the ones that he did yesterday. Okay, let's see. Coming in on our comments page on Facebook, Jose nominated Bharavi Desai, the head of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. He wants to honor her for, quote, her dedication and all what she has done for New York City cab drivers. Jody nominated Congregation Beth Elohim in Park Slope for, as he put it, their amazing post-Sandy response. On Facebook, Elise nominated Ginny Luludis, executive director of ART New York, A-R-T New York. That's an advocacy organization for New York's nonprofit theater community. How about you? 212-433 9692. Mike on Pelham Parkway, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going, Brian?
Good. Who are you nominating?
I'm nominating Mariano Rivera just for how ridiculously efficient he was in the playoffs and his incredibly classy demeanor all through the years. And additionally, I just wanted to say one thing. I think I know why the 211-game suspension was given to A-Rod.
Go ahead.
So it's 50 games plus 161 games, which is one less than a full season.
Thank you very much. Nicole in Stamford, as we get back away from the A-Rod story, to the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Medal of Freedom nominees. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Who you got?
I want to nominate Mary Himes. She lives in Greenwich, and she's a full-time mom and civic volunteer. And I'm nominating her because she sits on the board of Connecticut Against Gun Violence and has now for several years been one of the strongest advocates in our area for strengthening the gun laws in our state and cares deeply not just about all of our suburban white children and their school safety, but really cares deeply about the children in Bridgeport, New Haven, and Hartford, where there is so much potential danger for their lives, too.
Thank you very much, Nicole. Salvatore in Brooklyn, who would you nominate?
Mary Sansone. She is a 97-year-old powerhouse. The New York Times called her the godmother of New York City politics. She was awarded a key to the city from every mayor since Giuliani. I'm sure Bill de Blasio will be awarding her a key as well. She's done more work for the poor as a community organizer than anyone in New York City's history. She has to be nominated.
Mary Sansone, 97 years old. Salvatore, thank you very much. On Twitter, we're getting some more recommendations at Brian Lehrer. Howard wants to give it to Thomas Pynchon. Eva wants Philip Roth. Bonnie in Cranford, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I'm nominating Dr. Rob Gilbert from Montclair University. His numerous books, his lectures, and his demeanor have done so much to motivate students past and present.
What does he write about?
Some of the things are about sports psychology, but a lot is about motivation. And his anecdotes, which motivate his students and people of all ages, are full of humor and common sense. But more than that, they work.
All right. Thank you. If you run into Dr. Rob Gilbert on the Montclair State campus, tell him Bonnie nominated him for a New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Medal of Freedom. Robert in Rego Park, you're on the air. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Brian. How you doing, guy? You know, my wife works for LaGuardia College, but I'm not nominating her, even though she's unbelievably fantastic. I'm nominating the president of LaGuardia College, Gail Mellon. There's over 30,000 students there. She really motivates everyone. There's every culture in the world over there. She even included Goldman Sachs startup company there. She's unbelievable.
Thank you very much. Joan in West Hempstead, who would you nominate for the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut Brian Lehrer Medal of Freedom? Hi, Joan.
Hi, love your program. Bette Midler for the New York Restoration of Parks. They've done tremendous work of clearing up and setting up new gardens in the city, gardens for growing food, for parks, the children's programs in the summers, educating them on parks and the environment.
Thank you very much, Bette Midler, for her work on the environment. I'm going to pass over the explicitly politically agenda-driven ones. So Bob in Mountainside, I see you on Steve Lonigan. Bob in Brooklyn, I see you on Amy Goodman, the Bread and Puppet Theater, Act Up. George in Battery Park City, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'd like to nominate Mayor Bloomberg because as a mayor individually through his foundation and through his corporation, he's given billions of dollars to support cultural and social organizations. Additionally, in the Times today, there's an article called Mayor Lured Donors to City Programs, which cites billions more dollars from individuals, foundations, and corporations he's going to give to city causes. And I really feel like he was abused in the election process with candidates trying to distance themselves from whatever they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And
but I still want to stay away from the politics. But you were really talking about Bloomberg's private foundation work.
Well, it's foundation, his corporation, and then individually hundreds of millions of dollars giving money and also calling attention to a huge swath of social, civic, cultural, and health organizations. Also, I'll point out that over his administration, the life expectancy of 8 million New Yorkers has increased by 3 years.
That's George, I'm going to leave it there, and I appreciate all that. Chris in Huntington. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Who are you nominating today?
I would like to nominate Erica Citino. She's the executive director and founder of Karuna for Animals. It's a nonprofit organization, obviously, for animals out here on Long Island. And this past summer, she organized and pulled off to great success the first ever Animal Rights and Veg Fest on Long Island. And she just works tirelessly every day to speak for the animals who have no voice of all species, including the ones, unfortunately, that are slaughtered, for food.
So Chris in Huntington on Erica Citino. Thank you. And Jamie in Manhattan, you're going to get the last word on the air here. Hi, Jamie. Who are you nominating?
All right. Now, listen, I'm throwing a curveball at you. I changed my nomination while I'm on hold. So here's my nomination. I nominate Father John Corbett, who runs a place in Jersey City called the House of Mary. And it is a place for homeless women who are released from prison, and they have nowhere to live.
And there you go. And that is the last word. And, folks, if you want to see who others have nominated and add your own on our comments page, go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Who belongs on the Brian Lehrer Show, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Medal of Freedom list?